How to get new clients even if you hate to sell. Congratulations, you've ditched the corporate gig and are now your own CEO. And whether you are selling coaching, consulting, or other service offerings, after the initial excitement wears off, you might start worrying about how you will get clients to serve in your programs. This is especially important if your next thought is, "But I hate selling." Well, take a deep breath, get your notebook, and let's dive in to getting clients when you first start out and how to make selling your services as easy and natural as calling up a friend. The Great Resignation meets The Great Do-Over, Part 2, How to Get Clients Even If You Hate to Sell. Let's dig in. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. It is here where you will get the straight dope on what to do when you first start out after you leave your corporate or nonprofit or government gig to start out on your own as the CEO of your own empire, no matter how big or how small. And I appreciate you taking the time to subscribe, review, and to write to me about how much you enjoy the podcast and how much you're getting out of it as you transition from your corporate or nonprofit to CEO of your own enterprise. It's exciting, right? It's exhilarating and it's a bit frightening at the same time. And I'd love to hear from you. What do you love most about this podcast? What new topics would you like us to cover? Or what people would you like me to interview? Reach out anytime to chat with me at deb@thegreatdoover.com or DM me on the back channel of Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. I'd love to have a conversation with you about your journey and what you need most right now. Okay, so you've just gotten started on this journey or you are plotting your course before you take the leap, and I get it. Sometimes you might feel like a deer in the headlights. There is so much to do and so much that you want and you feel you need to create that you can be paralyzed with inaction. Or maybe you do the easiest thing to do because, well, it's easy. It's easier than what you might most need to do right now to grow your new business. So let's be real. This journey is not the easiest path, and something must have happened that caused you to notice how dissatisfied you were in your job and that it was time to do something about it. So you make the leap and then, oh shit, what now? What do I do now, right? That's why today we're talking about the basics to success in this series titled The Great Resignation Meets The Great Do-Over. And if you are one of those who has made the decision to make the leap in the last 18 months, or you're thinking about starting your own coaching or consulting business, congratulations. You, my friend, are a rare breed of individual who is willing to embrace the risk to get a bigger reward. And it's my job to support you in getting there as quickly and as safely as possible so that you can replace and grow that six-figure salary. So let's get excited about that because you need some excitement and energy to generate the momentum you need to get those new clients. And in this conversation, I want to talk about three easy ways to get new clients when you first start out and how to convert those early prospects into raving clients, even if you hate to sell. So when you first start out, you have a warm network, people who you have known for years, maybe even decades, who have been cheering you on from the sidelines. And if you have created a business that is somewhat related to your past career, you have a built-in referral network. So the first step after you get clear on who your ideal client is and the benefits of working with you is to send an announcement to your warm network and tell them what you are up to and ask for their support. You can share the why behind your decision and the results you're intending to achieve through your work with clients, and paint the picture for them of who you're looking to connect with and ask for some warm introductions. Sometimes your former colleagues become your very first clients. They have seen the transformation you're making in your life, and they want to do that too. A recent client who is passionate about connecting with the outdoors as you grow your leadership just filled her first retreat. And her strategy was to reach out to her warm network and see if they'd be interested in joining her, or if they knew others who would be interested too. And within a couple of short weeks, her retreat was full. So your next step after you make the leap is to cultivate your new networks and develop an ecosystem of referral partners and colleagues who may also work with your ideal clients, but they offer something different, and that's a complement to what you do. So these folks are amazing connections for you where you can share and mastermind together and create a referral network between you. So there are many free and paid communities out there that you can join to create those connections. From a free perspective, Clubhouse has been a fabulous platform to meet others in your category who complement you, and it's also a great stage where expertise is freely shared with everyone in the room. Now, there's a good and bad to that, as you might imagine, but overall, there are some engaging and insightful conversations that are happening there that you can use to expand your network. There are also great conversations to lurk in as you're doing some market research, because you'll hear the questions that people care most about, and that's excellent input as you create your own content strategy or you build out your own programs. Just remember that anytime you are in a room of strangers, if you feel there's an opportunity to close business or explore if there's a fit, you can actually make a call to action. We call it, in the business of marketing, we call it a CTA, but really it's just reaching out to someone, maybe even in the back channel, and saying, hey, I was listening to you. I've worked in this area for several years, or I have a strategy or a framework or a tool that you could use. Here's a link to download, or I'd love to have a conversation with you. That's what I mean by a call to action. It's not forced. It's not sleazy. You're not pitching people. You're just saying, hey, I can help. Here's how. Because there's nothing worse than being in a community where you are the most advanced or the most successful person in the crowd. You know, those networks, they don't work well if you're finding yourself sharing more than you're receiving, or when the people in that community are not investing in their own success, meaning they have a resistance to investing money. And so free communities tend to attract a lot of people who don't want to spend money on their own success. And if people aren't willing to invest in their own success, then they might not be your ideal clients. That's why networks where you have to pay a substantial membership fee to join are likely the best converting networks, because by their very nature, they attract people who are willing to open their wallets to invest money in their own career advancement, right? So those are ideal people to be hanging out with. So some of my favorite networks that are paid communities are Elevate Network, where I am a chapter leader in New York and also responsible for pulling the team together that program does all the weekly programming for the entrepreneur roundtables. And that, my friend, has been a source of many referrals for me. I am a leader in Elevate. I get referrals from other clients who are also Elevate Network members. So when you make a commitment to stick with a community for years, then you get known, and the ability to get referrals through that network is multiplied as you work with more and more clients who are there too, and they're referring other people to you. So next up for me is Luminary, which is a New York City-based community serving women leaders and entrepreneurs. I've been a member there for, I think, 3 years now, and I've made many valued friendships and collaborations there, and I enjoy delivering training to that community. Kate Luzio is Luminary's founder, and she was just named to one of the top 100 female founders by Inc. magazine, and you can see that listing if you go to inc.com. I think this week it's top line article, so it's above the fold. And Kate is amazing at bringing community together and bringing programming together. So Kate is a great friend, trusted colleague, and Luminary offers great opportunities for you to network, find support, and get access to resources that you need to grow your business. And most recently, I've joined the Entrepreneurista League and the Advance. So the Entrepreneurista League is a highly engaged community of women entrepreneurs supporting each other through shared resources, education, and making connections. The vibe is great in that community. And you know, when you join someplace, you have to vibe. You have to vibe with the community. You have to vibe with the founders. You need to feel like you belong, that this is a great home base for you. The vibe is great at Entrepreneurista League. The founders are fabulous, and they're doing a great job of creating connection and advancing their members within the community. And the next one is The Advance, and it's founded by Kelly Roach and Laura Meyer. And The Advance has the premise of helping women entrepreneurs connect and collaborate with each other. So full disclosure, I am early in on that network, and I will share more later down the line and maybe even ask Laura and Kelly to join the show. So I have interviewed Christy Wallace, who's the CEO of Elevate Network, and I've interviewed Kate Luzio, who's the CEO of Luminary. So both of those interviews are in prior episodes, and you might want to go grab those now. I should know those numbers, and I don't know the numbers of those episodes, but we can put them in the show notes and link to them if you want to go grab them after this. So if you're a consultant, you might find industry associations are a better avenue for you to connect and develop relationships with potential clients and collaborators. So they may have specific communities for consultants in your role, and they may be the most valuable to you. So when I think about those, I think of WPO, the Women's Presidents Organizations, or organizations with a vertical focus on maybe government or legal or retail manufacturing, or communities that are focused on promoting the agenda of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or ESG, or are aligned with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. Or you can create your own network and platform as a leader. One of my very, very, very favorite clients is Dr. Anino Imua, and she's the founder of 100 Women at Davos. So that was a global community for women CEOs and leaders, and she launched this community several years ago at Davos and now has grown it to a very diverse and global community of women CEOs and government leaders with a shared vision of greater equity, diversity, and an alliance to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So to sum it up this far, your first two strategies are to leverage your warm connections and get your referral network in place. This is the source of your very first clients. Next, find a couple of networks with your ideal clients as members or your preferred partners as members and become a regular and vocal presence. So there's no use joining a network if you're not going to be active and actually contribute to it. So I love contacting the organizers when I join one of these communities and ask, how can I help you advance your mission? This usually leads to us speaking about me doing a talk or a speaking engagement, and it's a beautiful segue to my next point for you, which is develop a point of view about the area that you're most passionate about and get out there and speak. If this just gave you a shot of the willies, you know, I get it. As an introvert, I was petrified of being on stage when I started my own business. And I'm one who still rebels when my marketing manager wants me to do Instagram Reels or go live online. It's just something that I have to psych myself up for. It's something I have to get over. And we are in a content-rich universe, my friend. And content is the currency of business. So you need to be seen and heard and remembered in order to successfully benefit from your networks and the connections that you're creating, which is really helping you develop this ecosystem of opportunity. And if you're taking notes, you might want to write that down. What you're doing here is developing your ecosystem of opportunity so that you have a source. You have a source for connection. You have a source for referral. You have a source for content and contribution to communities that really eat up everything that you have to offer. So in order to do that and take advantage of that content ecosystem, you need to create a signature talk that helps your ideal buyer solve a very critical, very relevant, very current, and costly problem. So that's the first place to start. And if you're not sure what to talk about, then, my friend, you need to join me in the Standout Webinars program that starts October 14th, which is just 10 days away from the time I'm recording this episode for you right now. And if you would love to feel more comfortable, feel more confident, to have a talk that you have ready and in the can that you can reach out to the founders or the community managers in the networks that you belong to and say, hey, how can I contribute? I have a talk that I love to give that gives people great insight and strategies when they walk away, and I'd love to offer that to this community. So you're actually being of service. When I said at the beginning of this episode how to get new clients, even if you hate selling, what we're doing here is we're being of service to people, right? So we're offering a solution to a problem and a way out, and we're helping the community organizers with their number one challenge, which is creating consistent, compelling content to deliver to their community. So it's a win-win for all involved when you have a talk that converts. So when you have that compelling content, you can present it in an interesting and, well, compelling way, and get new clients every time you speak. It's not hard, but it also helps if you have a framework to follow, because what happens is, the truth is, most new entrepreneurs overteach, overcoach, and overexplain when they speak. So this results in two things. One, your listeners feel full up, like you've just given them the solution they've been looking for, when you know you have just scratched the surface of what they would really need to know or to do in order to get that end result. And this happens for two reasons. One is that you may be feeling insecure that you're good enough at this role, at this stage of your learning, and you want to impress people with your knowledge. And the second is that you are just a really good soul who wants to help people. And so you start solving problems in these brief conversations or in these talks. And that's what leads you to overteach, overcoach, overdeliver. And when we try to solve someone's problem on the spot, because we want people to like us and think we're good guys, or we need to feel good enough or smart enough, then you tend to give it all away in the moment. And when you do that, that's a disservice for the other person, and you have just lost the opportunity to invite that person into a deeper conversation about how you could work together and how you could give them the support they really need in order to reach their goal. I need to take a deep breath here because we have covered a lot of ground, and to sum it up, to get new clients in an authentic way, even if you hate selling, you need to, one, look to your friendly networks to get referrals. Two, choose at least 2 to 4 new networks or new communities or associations where you can contribute to their value and make offers for people to work with you. And when you're making offers, you're making those offers in an authentic way that's true to your brand, true to your personality, and true to your values. And number three, you need to develop your own platform to speak and be known by creating a signature talk that converts new clients every time you speak, and that you can deliver that talk either in person or online. And if you would like help with number three, my friend, go to standoutwebinars.com and check out our agenda for the Standout Webinars 8-week sprint to get you to a 6-figure converting talk that you can deliver to all of your amazing communities and networks. That, my friend, is the fastest path to the cash and sounds like a good place for us to pause until next time, where we will talk about how to sell without feeling sleazy. Now, that's a real juicy one, too. So thank you for all the love and for listening today. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.